It's 8:07, another beautiful day in Kay Winkleman's terms. It's 4 degrees, but hey, we got sunshine. Good morning, Kay.
Sunshine and a lack of a breeze, so well, I'm taking it.
For right
it
now.
Is a little brisk, I'll give you that.
Yeah, the winds will be picking up, too. Well, we got a studio full of wrestlers, Kay Winkleman.
We do. This is a very exciting morning. We are talking with the girls' wrestling team, including Rob Pittman, who is the Charles City Girls Wrestling Coach. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Kay.
Thanks for coming in. Rob, we're going to start with you. This is a big, big deal. For the first time, the girls are going to have their very own state qualifying tournament, which is huge. What are you expecting the competition and the day be like on Friday?
For Friday, it'll be a real interesting tournament. It'll be a 16-man bracket. There'll be some teams that we've already seen and some teams that we haven't seen. But I have a lot of confidence in these ladies. We've done some big tournaments there. We did the Dan Gable Donnybrook, where we're going to have the state tournament. That was a 2-day event, so they could get the idea of wrestling in a big pressure thing. And we also went to the first ever national class girls duel in La Crosse, Wisconsin. So they've already wrestled on a big stage, and hopefully that's given them experience in a high-pressured situation, and they'll be able to compete like they've been training to.
And this tournament is located where?
This is going to be at Luther College, and it's going to be this Friday at 11 a.m.
In Decorah, awesome.
Yep.
How have you been preparing them for this day-long event?
As you prepare for something like this, you know, you got the whole entire season, but kind of the week before it, you kind of step up your training that you do. Tuesday, we had an extremely hard day of wrestling where we did a lot of live goes. Yesterday, we did some more of that, but we toned it down a little bit. But I focused on different positions that I want to make sure that we succeed in, you know. And then a lot of it is the mindset. You know, I'm going to be offensive in every position. I'm going to be confident when I go hit my moves. I'm going to keep going after somebody and not letting up on them.
Okay. Ladies, we're going to have you guys jump in. First of all, let's start with you. Please let us know who you are, and I have a couple questions for you.
Awesome. I'm Morgan Malloy. I am a senior at Charles City, and I've been wrestling for about 4 years now.
Okay. First of all, what made you interested in becoming a wrestler?
What made me interested in wrestling is because my whole family has been wrestlers, but my sister especially was one of the first girls wrestlers in Charles City, so I kind of just wanted to follow in her footsteps.
And how do you feel your chances for this weekend are?
I hope them to be good. I've been preparing, like with Mr. Pittman. He's been helping me a lot of practice in situations that I need work on, and I've been getting better at practices because
okay.
of it.
Well, very good. Good luck to you. I'm very excited about this. All right, who do we have? You're next. Come on up to the mic.
Hello, my name is Ava Thompson, and this will be my third year wrestling. I am a junior.
Okay. This is a pretty big deal, obviously, not only for our district, but for the entire state. How do you feel? As you are part of this trailblazing event for helping girls wrestle?
Honestly, I feel super honored because since my freshman year I've started, it's grown so much, and I'm so excited for what the future holds for girls wrestling.
And what do you feel your chances are this weekend?
Well, the competition is fierce, but I'm hoping we'll do pretty well.
Okay. Well, very good. Good luck. Excited to hear more. All right, you are up next.
I am Leah Stewart. This is my first year of wrestling, and I am a sophomore of Charles City High School.
And what led you to become a wrestler?
I thought I was, like, fit for it. I don't really know why. I just choose to be a wrestler.
What parts of it do you find rewarding?
I don't know.
The fact that it's an individual sport, it's not only an individual sport, it's obviously a team sport, but you can grow with it individually. Does that make you excited about it?
Yeah, I like to grow with my team and everything.
Okay. Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Lily Luft, we're going to go to you. You are obviously signed at Iowa.
Yes.
Very exciting for you.
Thank you.
You've been doing this a long time.
Four years. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What are your thoughts now? You are facing a third title. Mm-hmm. What do you feel?
I feel excited. I feel ready. I've been preparing for this not only physically but mentally since my freshman year of high school. The first time I stepped out onto that mat, I've wanted this, you know, since I started. And so I think that's when I first started preparing for this. And I feel ready. I feel excited.
What you've done a lot of different tournaments. You've gone worldwide. Mm-hmm. And you've done a bunch of different kinds of wrestling, yeah. if I'm not mistaken. What's your favorite?
I'd have to say my favorite right now is actually freestyle. That's what I'll be wrestling in college for the next 5-15 years, depending on how far I go. I definitely like it the most. I've done beach wrestling. That's when I traveled to Romania to compete for the World Championships. And obviously right now we're doing folk style, but I do like freestyle the most.
Are you already preparing for next year, if you can? How are you acclimating yourself to becoming a college wrestler in just a few short months?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a lot of my mindset thing. It doesn't matter where you're training or what you're doing, but it's how you do it and the mindset you have going into it. Pittman talks a lot about it, about visualizing your matches, your practices, just the way that you think and the things that are going through your mind, because it'll all play a huge factor in the way that you compete. And that doesn't matter whether you're at the high school level or the D1 level. I think that your mindset is very important.
Okay, and you've met some of your teammates down in Iowa.
Yep, awesome. I actually got to train down there last summer a lot throughout the summer. And then I've gone, you know, on multiple visits just throughout the year just to train with them and better prepare and get ready for next year.
So the facility and some of the people are not going to be necessarily new and intimidating.
Yes.
You've already done that.
Yes.
That's good. That's good. Coach Pittman, let's get you in here again. You know, I've known you for a long time. I've watched you coach for a long time. Did you ever think you'd be coaching women? Girls?
At Charles City, I started here 17 years ago, and the first day I was in the wrestling room, I went up to Coach Williams. I was like, hey, that's kind of cool. You guys got two female wrestlers here. And he was like, yeah, you know. And then ever since then, we've been having female wrestlers. Sienna Somberg was a young lady who has competed for a very long time in wrestling, is now a coach down in Cedar Falls. So, like, it's always kind of been back there. And then when the wrestling coaches and officials of Iowa got together and we were like, hey, we need to start having more girl stuff. And like Morgan said, her sister Tony, and then we had, I think it was seven other girls. That was kind of like our first group of kids that we had come through it. And like Ava said, I mean, the first tournament I think had maybe about 150, 160 girls. The second tournament had 400. The third tournament had something like 700. And then I think this year, you know, our season is at a phenomenal amount of, like, kids involved in it. So, you know, it's become a full-fledged sport in Iowa, and it's very cool to be part of that. What I really like about coaching young ladies in wrestling is the confidence that they build, you know, because it's – as my coach said when I was in middle school, wrestling is civilized mayhem. And so when they have that confidence of handling that situation, you know, I feel like they can handle almost anything that gets thrown at them in life. It'd be really interesting when the girls I've coached have their first babies. I'd be like, so what's tougher, wrestling or having a baby?
Hey, Coach, you've had a pretty successful season. How do you feel this season has helped the girls come – get prepared for this next competition on Friday?
I think, you know, I talked to him at kind of the first practice. It's like scaling Mount Everest, right? You have to do it one step at a time and slowly keep building up. And as you build up, you want to get better. You want to eliminate little mistakes. You want to perfect the things that you do perfect even more. So we build it to the point where what they want to have happen, they can make happen any time they want to.
Okay. Well, ladies, good luck. We're excited to hear the results. And are we carrying any play-by-play, Chris?
We will be doing live reports of that coming up tomorrow, starting in about 10:30, awesome. Half past the hour, all day long.
We'll be tuning in for you.
Awesome.
So
thank you.
Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. It's 8:17 with Lizzo.